I think perhaps one of the first and certainly one of the most obvious differences that a visitor to our services would be impressed with is the fact that we do not follow the practice common to the denominational world and use mechanical instruments of music in our service. Such non-use frequently prompts inquiry, and people raise the question, why is it that you differ from others in this respect? And what explains your refusal to follow a practice that's virtually universal in nature? It's entirely in order that such a question should be raised, and of course it's our obligation to answer it. And the answer is immediate and clear and final. We speak where the Bible speaks, and we're silent where the Bible is silent. We call Bible things by Bible names, and we do Bible things in Bible ways. We act only in religious matters where we have a thus saith the Lord, are an apostolic example, are a necessary inference. Well, someone might say, if that be the case, then doesn't it settle it, and settle it in favor of instrumental music? Is it not a fact that we read of its use in the Old Testament? And the answer is, of course, yes. The further question, did not the Lord at least tolerate it in that day? Again, the answer is in the affirmative. Well, that being the case, then what objection can you offer? For our not using it today in the light of such practices under earlier dispensations. A question or two and a matter of consideration arises at this point. Let's suppose that a person comes forward this evening carrying in his arm a lamb without spot and without blemish. He presents himself to us and says, my conception of the proper approach to worship is to offer an animal sacrifice in service to God tonight. Well, we're not allowed, of course, nor do I think any other religious group around. And yet he might say, why, I read of such practices in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, the Lord accepted and approved such doings then. Why do you object now? Answer, we're under a different arrangement. We're answerable to God under a different law. What he accepted or tolerated in that day, he no longer does. Our responsibility to him is found in the New Testament. Not in the old. But suppose a second person comes forward, having been married half a dozen times and with as many living companions, and presents himself for membership. Well, I think he'd be rejected, at least he ought to be. And yet he might say, why, David had more than one wife. Solomon had them by the hundred. What objection, then, can you offer in the light of those facts? Of course the answer is, we're under a different arrangement. We live in harmony with a different law. We cannot engage in such practices today because the Lord has terminated such and we live under a different arrangement. But now to settle this matter of the use of instrumental music in the Old Testament once and for all. May I point out to you this, that even in that period, it was not God's original plan that his people should use instrumental music even in Old Testament times. Get this, please. The law of Moses given at Sinai forbid additions to it as much as the law of Christ. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, thou shalt not add unto that which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it. That forbade any addition, any subtraction from that law thus given. Just as much so as the law of Christ. And further, it was 500 years. 500 years, mind you, from the time that the law was given on Sinai till the strains of mechanical music were ever heard in Israel. 500 years. And when it reduced, David took full credit for it. For example, in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 5, he said, the instruments which I made, said David, to worship God with. And again in the books of the Chronicles, and this is especially significant, we have the sharp contrast. Note it. The song of the Lord and the instruments of David. What? The song of the Lord and the instruments of David. And in Amos chapter 6 and verse 5, these solemn words, woe unto them that invent unto themselves instruments of music like David. Oh, but somebody might say, later on, David himself included in the Psalms, as indeed it did. And in those days, the Lord tolerated sometimes that which he did not approve. The kingdom, for example, was never a part of his original plan. Polygamy, plural marriage, concubinage, those practices were tolerated, but not approved. And so instrumental music, being no part of God's original plan, was tolerated for a time and then was removed. The New Testament is conspicuous by its absence. Our Lord never authorized it. No apostle ever sanctioned it. No New Testament writer ever commanded it. No apostolic church ever practiced it. It started in the bosom of the Catholic Church. It began where the counting of beads, the burning of incense, and the sprinkling of babies started. It has no other, no higher authority than that characteristic of those corruptions. To practice it is to look not to Christ and the apostles, nor to the New Testament for authority. It's to be governed by the great apostasy.